Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Nation celebrates Constitution Day. President Draupadi Murmu leads reading of the preamble in Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon citizens to uphold their duties as India moves towards the vision of a developed and empowered nation. Prime Minister Modi inaugurates Safran Aircraft Engine Services India, says India views investors as co-creators in pursuit of Viksit Bharat. National Investigation Agency arrests a Faridabad resident for harboring terrorist Umar Un Nabi in Delhi terror blast case. UPSC celebrates its centenary year. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla lauds Commission's journey in strengthening India's administrative framework. And United Nations begins process to appoint next Secretary General, calls on member states to prioritize nominations of women candidates. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu today led the reading of the preamble to the Constitution at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi to mark the Constitution Day. Speaking on the occasion, she said, "The Constitution is the cornerstone of the national identity and it is the guiding framework for moving the nation forward, replacing the colonial mindset with a nationalist vision." She said, "The Constitution provides a very effective framework for expressing the aspirations of the people.
सामाजिक आर्थिक एवं राजनैतिक न्याय स्वतंत्रता समता और बंधुता मुझे ये देखकर हर्ष होता है कि इन सभी आयामों पर संसद सदस्यों ने संविधान निर्माताओं की परिकल्पनाओं को यथार्थ स्वरूप प्रदान किया है
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan said, "The Constitution embodies the collective wisdom, sacrifice, and the dreams of millions of countrymen who fought for freedom." He added that the great scholars, the drafting committee, and the members of the Constitutional Assembly gave insightful thoughts to fulfill the hopes and aspirations of crores of Indians.
The whole world is now celebrating democracy, but democracy is not a new concept to our mother Bharat. History reveals that democracy has been existing in the places like Vaishali in the north and the Chola rulers adopted Kudavola in the south. That makes us proud to call Bharat as the mother of democracy.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla in his address said, under the guidance of the Constitution, the country has embarked on a transformative journey of good governance and socio-economic development. He said India will be able to become a developed nation by 2047 if the Constitution is followed in letter and spirit. On the occasion, the President released a translated version of the Constitution in Malayalam, Marathi, Nepali, Punjabi, Bodo, Kashmiri, Telugu, Odia, and Assamese. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has written to the citizens on the occasion of Constitution Day, recalling the historic adoption of the Constitution in 1949. Underlining the enduring role of Constitution in guiding the nation's progress, Mr. Modi in his letter noted that in 2015, the government declared 26th November as the Constitution Day to honour the sacred document. The Prime Minister called upon citizens to replace their duties foremost in their minds as India moves towards the vision of building a developed and empowered nation. He further urged the citizens to strengthen democracy by exercising their right to vote. Sharing his own experiences of reverence towards Parliament and the Constitution, Mr. Modi highlighted how the Constitution has empowered individuals from humble backgrounds to serve the nation at the highest levels. Nagaland has joined the rest of the country in celebrating the Constitution Day. Series of programs are being organized across directorates and all district offices of the departments on the occasion. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha today extended his greetings to the people on the occasion of Constitution Day, highlighting the timeless values and vision embedded in the nation's founding document. In a message posted on X, the Lieutenant Governor said, "We salute the visionary architects of our Constitution, whose ideals guide our nation." Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually inaugurated the Safran Aircraft Engine Services India facility in Hyderabad, Telangana. Speaking on the occasion, he said that India is among the world's fastest growing domestic aviation markets. He said, India welcomes investment and innovation, and the production-linked incentive PLI schemes have attracted global companies to choose India as their destination. The Prime Minister said that India views those who invest in the country not merely as investors, but as co-creators. He added that the government regard them as stakeholders in the pursuit of a Viksit Bharat.
ग्लोबल इन्वेस्टमेंट और ग्लोबल इंडस्ट्रीज को आकर्षित करने के लिए हमने स्वतंत्र भारत के कुछ सबसे बड़े रिफॉर्म्स किए पहला हमने अर्थव्यवस्था के दरवाजे खोले दूसरा हमने अपनी फंडामेंटल्स को और मजबूत किया तीसरा हमने बिजनेस को आसान बनाया अधिकांश सेक्टर्स में 100% एफडीआई ऑटोमेटिक रूट से संभव है डिफेंस जैसे सेक्टर जहां पहले प्राइवेट सेक्टर को जगह नहीं थी वहां भी 74% तक एफडीआई ऑटोमेटिक रूट से खोल दिया गया है
Mr. Modi said that the Safran Aircraft Engine Services India facility is a significant step forward in building a self-reliant and resilient India. He stated that starting today, India's aviation industry is prepared to embark on a new journey. He highlighted that this new facility established by Safran will contribute to positioning India as a global maintenance, repair and overhaul MRO hub.
भारत के एविएशन सेक्टर में तेज एक्सपेंशन के चलते मेंटेनेंस रिपेयर एंड ओवरहॉल एमआरओ की सुविधाओं की जरूरत बढ़ रही है हमारा 85% एमआरओ का काम देश के बाहर होता रहा है इससे खर्च बढ़ता था समय ज्यादा लगता था और एयरक्राफ्ट लंबे समय तक ग्राउंडेड रहते थे ये स्थिति भारत जैसे विशाल एविएशन मार्केट के लिए ठीक नहीं थी इसलिए आज भारत सरकार देश के दुनिया के एक बड़े एमआरओ केंद्र के रूप में विकसित कर रही है अब पहली बार देश में एक ग्लोबल ओईएम डीप लेवल सर्विसिंग की
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today arrested a Faridabad resident for harbouring terrorist Umar Unnabi in the Delhi terror blast case. In a statement, the NIA informed that the accused, identified as Soyeb from Faridabad in Haryana, is the seventh prime accused arrested in the case. Investigations have revealed that Soyeb had provided logistical support to terrorist Umar Unnabi ahead of the 10th November car bombing that killed several persons and left many others injured outside the Red Fort in the national capital. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar paid tributes and placed wreaths at the Police Martyrs Memorial in the premises of the Mumbai Police Commissionerate on the occasion of the 17th anniversary of the Martyrdom Day of Police Officers and Jawans during the 26th November Mumbai terrorist attack in 2008. The National Security Guard officials told to Akashwani that the NSG will organise an event at the Gateway of India this evening to mark the 17th anniversary of the 26/11 terror attack and reaffirm the resolve to prevent such incidents from recurring. Home Minister Amit Shah paid tributes to all the people who lost their lives in the Mumbai terror attack. Mr. Shah, in a social media post, said that terrorism is not a curse for just one country, but for the entire human race. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the sacrifice of the forces continues to strengthen the country's fight against every form of terrorism. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today said that the journey of the Union Public Service Commission has strengthened the administrative structure of the country. Addressing the centenary year celebrations of UPSC in New Delhi, he said that the transparency, accountability, impartiality and confidentiality of this institution have recognized UPSC as a transparent body across the world. Appreciating the Commission's focus on the digital age, artificial intelligence, climate change and national security, the Lok Sabha Speaker noted that UPSC has established new paradigms of good governance and excellence. The United Nations has formally started the selection and appointment process for the next UN Secretary General. Annalena Baerbock, President of the United Nations General Assembly, said in a statement that she has signed a joint letter with President of the United Nations Security Council for the month of November, Michael Imran Kanu, permanent representative of Sierra Leone to the United Nations to formally initiate the selection and appointment process for the next UN Secretary General. The 10th UN Secretary General will take over the role from 1st of January 2027. The letter includes a call to member states to strongly consider nominating women as candidates. No woman has ever held the position of the Secretary General. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, in Panaji, Goa, has become a shrine for the divine magic of cinema. The seventh day of the film festival captured imagination of movie lovers through anticipated film screenings, insightful masterclasses, and exclusive conversations with filmmakers. A report.
A film critics roundtable was held at the Kala Academy on the role and influence of a film critic. Journalist and National Award winner Bharadwaj Rangan noted that film criticism in the 21st century has democratized and become participatory with fewer gatekeepers. However, on the flip side, negativity has also increased.
There's no longer gatekeepers to, you know, anybody can go out there and, okay, the flip side is that there's a lot of negativity, but I find that this participatory nature of the thing, as a one person sitting and talking all the time, I think that's the major change.
Film critic Elizabeth Kerr talked about finding your own voice in criticism along with the challenges in the age of social media and paid articles.
Critic is the brand, and that's, you know, you gotta be part of the part. I have to have a specific style and voice to separate me from everybody else. There's not that much English language writing in Hong Kong right now, so I have an opportunity to kind of go, oh, she's the one who swears on the website.
In film screenings, Mexican drama The Devil Smokes and Save the Burnt Matches in the Same Box premiered today at IFFI in the Best Debut Feature Film of a Director category. With Nikhil and Saira, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Panji.
And in sports, India lost to South Africa by 408 runs in the second test in Guwahati to complete a 2-0 series sweep today. Chasing a target of 549, India were all out for 140 on the final day of the match. For India, Ravindra Jadeja was the top scorer with 54 runs. Off-spinner Simon Harmer claimed 6 wickets for South Africa. South Africa also set a new record, registering their biggest win by margin of runs over India in tests. Moreover, this is the second test series win for the Proteas in India and first in 25 years. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, along with Tripura Chief Minister Professor Manik Saha, flagged off the National Padyatra of the Sardar at 150 Unity March from Vallabh Vidyanagar in Anand, Gujarat today. The march, which began at Sardar Patel's family home in Karamsad, will cover nearly 190 kilometres in 11 days and will conclude at the Statue of Unity on December 6th. Addressing the inaugural event, Mr. Patel said that the Yatra will not only spread the message of Ek Bharat, Atmanirbhar Bharat, but will also serve as a pathway for national unity. He highlighted Sardar Patel's fight for labour rights, calling the recently launched Labour Code by Prime Minister Narendra Modi a true homage to the Iron Man. Mr. Modi also paid tributes to Sardar Patel through a written message appealing for national unity. Jammu and Kashmir reeled under a severe cold wave today as minimum temperatures dipped sharply across most districts, with several areas recording their coldest night of the season so far. Jammu region experienced a notable temperature dip, while Jammu city recorded 8.8 degrees, Banihal touched minus 0.7 degrees Celsius, and Bhadarwah recorded 0.5 degrees Celsius temperature. In Kashmir division, Baramulla recorded minus 5.9 degrees and Shopian recorded minus 6.2 degrees. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nation celebrates Constitution Day. President Draupadi Murmu leads reading of the preamble in Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan, New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon citizens to uphold their duties as India moves towards the vision of a developed and empowered nation. Prime Minister Modi inaugurates Safran Aircraft Engine Services India, says India views investors as co-creators in pursuit of Viksit Bharat. National Investigation Agency arrests a Faridabad resident for harboring terrorist Umar Unnabi in Delhi terror blast case. UPSC celebrates its centenary year. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla lauds Commission's journey in strengthening India's administrative framework. And United Nations begins process to appoint next Secretary General, calls on member states to prioritize nominations of women candidates. And with that, we end the midday news.